with the 10-year-old, the 8-year-old, the 6-year-old, the 3-year-old, and the 7-month-old, and your husband. How are you guys living the year of St. Joseph?
So we choose a saint. The last couple of years, we've chosen a saint to be the patron of our family for the year. And this year, the Pope picked it for us, which was generous of him. So there's a couple of things we do. We pray for his intercession at every time we say grace. We add St. Joseph, pray for us. Our 3-year-old is in charge of that, actually. He gets very upset if someone else tries to take that role from him. So we're interceding. We're asking for his intercession all day. We also have some artwork around the house. We're adding a couple more pieces that show Joseph with Jesus, or just an image of his chaste heart, so that we have something in almost every room that if there's a moment where you're struggling, you can look up and see something and maybe reset yourself. Or if it's time to take some quiet or prayer time, there's something there that you can look at and think about. So my husband and I are trying to be examples for our children in that. We both started to read a couple of books about St. Joseph, which have been very easy to find this year. And that just ends up being conversation that we're having at dinner, or conversation that we're having with other family members. Hey, I'm reading this great book. This is what I just learned. And the kids are hearing that. And we also started praying the litany of St. Joseph at bedtime, which is right. It's a good level, I think, for the kids to get into. I'm doing the consecration of St. Joseph, Father Calloway's book. And I thought maybe I'd read that with the kids too, but I think it's a little more than they can handle right now. Mm-hmm. But the litany of St. Joseph is exposing them to all the titles of St. Joseph and making them aware of all the things that we can call on his help for.
And that's partially answered my next question, Lindsay, as we talk about living in the year of St. Joseph as a family, is how have you explained to the 10, the 8, the 6, and especially the 3-year-old who St. Joseph is?
You know, we probably need to work on that a little bit more. We're aware of these titles that I'm just learning about some of them. I didn't know all of them before either. They know that Terror of Demons is my favorite. But we can just be aware of, you know, if we need some help being prudent, or we need some help being just, what would St. Joseph do right now? We always say, what would Jesus do, right? But the more and more I'm learning about St. Joseph, we can really look to him as an example, too, of prudence and justice and chastity and obedience. He lived so many of the virtues so beautifully. And I think especially for a home where there are so many young men growing up, we need St. Joseph to be a really prominent part of our family.
And how is your husband witnessing in his role as the leader of the family as St. Joseph?
He's an excellent father and an excellent husband. And I think he embodies so many of those virtues of St. Joseph. He is very patient. He even does woodworking with them now and then.
Wow.
I think he's just showing them what it means to be a strong man and a man of faith. They know when daddy's taking prayer time, they can join him or they can play quietly next to him. I don't know if they could articulate it quite yet, but I think and I hope that they are understanding that his center is Christ. His center is not himself. It's not his work. Our family is up there as number 2, but his center is truly Christ. And I think my hope is that they're going to see that example and be able to understand where it came from and then be encouraged to go live it in their lives as their adults.